I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Nearly 90 years after the last gray wolf was killed in California, the tagged wolf known as OR7 crossed over the California border from Oregon, a controversial symbol of the recovery of wolves in the West. Documentary filmmaker Clemens Schenck recounts the historic trek in OR7, The Journey, which will be screened at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene on Thursday evening, September 18th, presented by Cascadia Wildlands and Oregon Wild. The evening includes a question and answer session with Clemens Schenck, who joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
First, let's talk about OR7 himself. Where was he originally tagged and why?
Well, he was tagged in Northeast Oregon. And then in the fall of 2011, OR7 strayed away from his pack. He came by places like Burns, Bend, John Day, Crater Lake. He was hanging around the Sky Lake Wilderness area, the Klamath Basin, the Lower Klamath Refuge, and he finally crossed over into California at the Lower Klamath Refuge. Nobody really expected that because it was such a long trek. I think what was special about OR7 was that he was the first wolf in California in almost a century.
Given the dominance of humanity on the landscape, there must have been a lot of obstacles for OR7 to make that kind of a journey. What did he encounter along the way that you're aware of as a filmmaker?
Well, of course, there's always the danger of being shot by a rancher. However, it has been verified that on his trip to California, he has not attacked any cattle, any livestock in any way, shape, or form. He basically fed on elk carcasses and deer carcasses that he found, probably rodents, what we expect. And then he finally was seen teaming up with two coyotes, and I'm sure they shared a meal or two together. But we don't really know. We only know that there was no livestock depredation from OR7 on his journey down to California.
Talk just a moment about what the roles of the wolves are in the ecosystem. How is the ecosystem impacted when the wolves are not there, for example?
Wolves have an effect on other animals. They have, for example, an effect on fish, because if they go after elk as a food source, then there will be less elk, which means on riverbanks where elk usually graze on aspen and other trees, these trees will vanish eventually, and the banks of the river starts to erode. Sand will drift into the river, will kill the eggs of fish. So it's important to fish. It's also important to birds who nest in these trees and all of a sudden do not have nesting sites any longer. So the wolf has an impact on other animals. The wolf is not an invasive species. They have been here long before we ever got here. And for us to come into their backyards and say, we're here now, you have to go, or we're going to kill you, is ludicrous. And the rancher has a right, of course, to have his ranch, to raise cattle, but there is a certain amount of depredation to be expected.
What has happened to OR7 since the time you completed this film?
He came back from California after a while into southwestern Oregon, and he found a mate, and he actually produced a litter of pups. We know of three pups at this time. His mate actually came from one of the packs in northeastern Oregon. They're going to probably go into California, and luckily the state of California has put gray wolves on the endangered species list.
In the end, what do you want this film to contribute to the dialogue about wolves and their role in the ecosystem and how we relate to them?
I basically want people to know about the gray wolf. I want them to learn. We would like to see that schools have this film in their curriculum. We hope that the new generation will have the capability and the ability and the interest to stand up for the gray wolf and say, we need the gray wolf in our ecology, to balance it. We don't need to manage it. We don't need to interfere. Nature is doing just fine.
Well, thank you so much for your efforts, and thanks for coming into KLCC today.
Thank you.
Clemens Schenck, director and producer of OR7, The Journey. The film will be shown for one night only at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene this Thursday, September 18th at 7 p.m. A question and answer session with Clemens Schenck immediately follows. The event is presented by Cascadia Wildlands and Oregon Wild. More about the event at bijou-cinemas.com. More about the film and Clemens Schenck at or7themovie.com and clemensschenck.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.